If I can convince 100 people this year to support a small business and maybe rethink where they're buying their fruit and veg or their meat, that's the end goal.
From Maggie to Mundingburra, Heatley to the Hill, Kerwin to Cloudon, this is Townsville. With Carly Whittington.
Episode 2 of Season 3 for the This Is Townsville podcast is an absolute delight for your taste buds because we are jumping into the world of Instagram, specifically TSV Eats, which is run on Insta by Holly Newman. And we're going to get to know Holly a little better soon and also what exactly this world on Instagram is and how local businesses can also benefit from getting involved. So, Holly, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Carly. I'm so excited.
I feel like I kind of know you because we've spoken on Insta before.
Yes.
this is the benefits of social media. You feel friendly to someone. And now we're meeting in the flesh.
I know. In real life.
Oh, it's very fun. And I'm excited to learn more about this great adventure that you've been on. And it's been championing local businesses. So first, let's get to know a little bit more about you, the queen behind it all.
So I'm a mum of two. My husband grew up in Townsville. I moved here over 10 years ago now. And since then, we've grown to love it. We are now going to raise our family here. And the whole idea behind TSV Eats was to create a platform for local businesses to showcase what they're doing, but also to show the Townsville people how many amazing foodie places there are in Townsville. It's really easy for people to jump on social media and say, like, I got the worst steak of my life at XYZ, but there's not many times that people are jumping on and saying how phenomenal the service was and how good the food is and all the rest of it. So the whole idea behind TSV Eats originally was to showcase that on a platform that was easily accessible. So obviously social media was the go-to. Since then, we've got the Instagram, we've got Facebook, and now we have launched a website as well. In 2020, in the middle of the pandemic, I was pregnant with my second child. So I'm a really crappy pregnant person. I'm sick every single day from conception to delivery. So you can imagine scrolling through a newsfeed full of delicious food really wasn't the best thing for me because it would just set off my sickness. So I did log off. I took a bit of a break. I took a back step. And I really had no intentions of logging back in. And then continually around town, I kept hearing people being like, where is this TSV Eats? Like, who is she? Before I logged off, I was completely anonymous. I never told people who I was. It was just purely to post and spruik and support local business. And then because I kept hearing it so much, I decided like, all right, let's give this another crack. But this time I decided to do it a little bit differently. I love cooking and I love showcasing local produce and supporting small business myself when I'm cooking for my family at home. So I'm always getting asked for my recipes and everything else. So I was like, I'm sick and tired of texting this out. I'm just going to showcase this on the same platform because...
Yeah. As a post.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and have it there and be like, this is my recipe for this that I bought to this barbecue a couple of weeks ago that five people have since texted me for. So, you know, and then I want to showcase that it's cool that you can go down to your local fruit and veg supplier and you can find all of these items right there. And then you can go to your local bakery, you can go to your local butcher and you can source the produce a little bit more locally. A lot of people don't have the funds or the time or the energy to go out and wine and dine every single night. So I really wanted to showcase that you can eat local and support small business no matter what way that you're eating. If you're getting takeout, if you're cooking yourself, if you're going out to the finest restaurants, I really wanted to showcase how easy it is and how accessible it is to people.
And that's kind of the tone that I've picked up on, especially maybe within these last 12 months that we have been at home a little bit more than usual. And I can feel that the tone of the page has turned from, you know, celebrating just these places that you can go to, hey, where can we source these things locally and have that great eating experience at home? So obviously you're really motivated, Holly. You've said you're quite a foodie. You love to cook for the fam at home.
Yes.
So now how are you turning this passion into something that local businesses can perhaps collaborate with you to excel themselves?
So the whole idea behind it was to showcase a local business and multiple local businesses on social media. Social media is a whole different ball game, as you know. So it's a tricky space to grasp, and it's tricky to understand exactly what you're doing if you have no experience in the field. I've got over a decade of social media and marketing experience behind me, so I really want to push that forward and be able to help businesses wherever I can and be like, hey, let's create a reel showcasing your XYZ product and push it forward on both our platforms and really showcase it to the public that this is what you do and this is what you really do well. So whether it be you're sourcing your produce from the farmer up at Rolling Stone, or you're buying in your beef from a farmer that's really local, or you're creating this dish that's utilizing local produce and your chef is so, so passionate about what he does, I want to showcase that to everybody and other local businesses too, to be, make them be like, oh, there are so many places to experience in Townsville, and I really want to showcase that to everybody.
And I think you're doing such a great job of it. Like, the straight away it comes to mind, front of mind for me, the reels that you've made just recently, like the Valentine's Day grazing box, like just such creative angles that people may have seen on plenty of other social media pages, but then you sort of pinch yourself and go, hang on, this is in Townsville. Like, this is an experience that's local, which is incredible. So, Holly, all your work is so, like, it is online, it's a social media presence. It is always a changing and evolving space.
So it is, yes.
How can you talk me through, like, how do you keep up with that, or how do you adjust? Because the way that you approach social media, obviously very different to the way that your friend who is not a social media expert, maybe they're a teacher or a lawyer and they just go on socials for some fun and for a laugh.
Yep.
But it's your work. Like, how do you flex with those changes?
I scroll a lot.
Yep. See, what's
thumbs
the new trend?
Definitely get a workout. It's just about, I mean, like, I love food so much. So I'm obviously following a lot of other foodies and a lot of other food blogs around the world. So seeing what's trending and what's happening, it's really interesting to see how long it takes Australia and then Townsville to catch up with what's trending over in the States right now, like everything. It's a lot of scrolling. It's a lot of knowing the back end. It's a lot of research and educating myself in regards to it, but it is what I've done for so long now and I absolutely love it. So it's something that isn't necessarily work to me. Like, I love creating new recipes and I love going out and dining at restaurants. It's just, it's my hobby and I've turned it into, you know, what I do now, which is really, really fun.
And how do you roll with some of the punches that social media can sometimes bring? You know, the algorithm, our good mate, the algorithm sometimes likes to shake things up. How do you keep up that momentum, that motivation?
It's definitely sometimes a bit of a minefield. Sometimes it just takes a minute and I just have to go, like, I'm logging off. Like, I'm going to log off for an hour or so and then I'll jump back on. And some of the things that you do that take you 10 minutes go like crazy, and then other things that take you hours upon hours like there's like crickets and you're like, all right, whatever, just have to keep trying, just have to keep figuring out what people like, because at the end of the day that's what social media is. It's what people like, what people appreciate. Some people might not like, you know, a certain dish and other people might really love it, and that's where you just have to go, like, it's all right. I know I've done my best, and just take a step back.
If a local business is listening right now, how would they go about approaching you to get some online support?
So the easiest way is just to like slide on into those DMs. That's the easiest,
you know what,
simplest
that
way.
Used to be like, oh, you never do that, or you only do that if you want to date someone.
Never
these
do
days,
that. Netflix like, and chill only.
DMs all the way.
DMs all the way. I mean, as long as I'm getting people out there and getting the knowledge out there that, hey, you should go and support this small local business. That's what it's all about at the end of the day. If I can convince 100 people this year to go and support a small business and maybe rethink where they're buying their fruit and veg or their meat or whatever, that's the end goal. And that's what would make me over the moon. Like, I'd be so, so, so excited if that actually happened. But it's just about reaching out and collaborating and saying hello. I mean, I do have the hashtag TSV Eats as well, which I'm more likely to engage with because I am checking that every single day and engaging with those accounts that are using that hashtag. And then, I mean, like 9 times out of 10, I'm like, oh, that looks good. And then I go and buy it and I eat it.
Yeah. And then it pops up on your Instagram.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Now, Holly, you mentioned before that you know, you like to share recipes and that, and you've actually tried to win me over today. And you have with some cookies that you've made yourself. So Thank you very much for that. You've wrapped them like professionally. I actually thought you'd bought them.
All right.
I honestly thought you'd bought them from somewhere. But let's jump into some local shout outs. So I know from following you, you're not a huge coffee drinker.
I'm not. Like, I want to be, but I'm not.
No, you don't have to be. I'm not. I don't drink coffee. And,
I much prefer a nice cup of tea, which is such a grandma.
Oh, people think we're weirdos, but that's
right.
My jam.
Yeah.
No, how do you have your tea?
Definitely milk and 2 sugars.
Oh, that's how I used to have it, but I'm just black with like 1 or 2
sugars.
Oh,
woman.
I'm an old lady. But if you were to go out for a nice tea and some morning tea, smoko, whatever, places of choice for you?
My goodness, there are so many to choose from.
I know.
Like, honestly, how can you narrow it down? I feel like it depends on your budget. It depends on if you've got kids with you. It depends how far you want to drive. Like, we've got amazing places to go all the way up from Hinchinbrook Way right down to Burdekin. Like, the Townsville region is surrounded by such good food.
All right, well, I'll start it in Ingham, JK's.
Yes.
Great spot.
So good.
Also might be related to me. on the Strand, Odyssey. I cannot go
Odyssey
past Odyssey.
Is great. They are so amazing. They're baklava.
I haven't had it yet.
Oh, you got to go. I mean, like, they're Greek, so it's good.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
And then in the Burdekin, there's that great deli. Is it Santo's?
Santo's Deli, yes.
Really nice little
amazing.
Spot too.
The best salami.
Holly, what about for fruit and veg? That one's a bit of a smaller
fruit and veg, there's
pool.
So many again. Like, if you want to stick...
Lambert's for me is the obvious choice.
Lambert's, there's Classico Fresh, there's Otto's, of course. Otto's are putting out some really amazing deals at the moment as well, which we're all trying to grab because of the current economic climate.
Yes.
But then, like, you've also got Salads Galore. You've got a lot of different places that we can go to. Like, there's Otto's Harvest in at Castletown, and you can grab your meat next door and your bread right there.
Yeah.
Like, it's
convenient.
All in one spot. Exactly.
I think that's another thing that people need to realise as well, that supporting local in this way, in the world of food and drink, it's really convenient to do. And
it's so easy.
Yeah, people think.
And like, with all of the lockdowns and people being in isolation and whatnot, there are so many small businesses that are doing deliveries, and they're doing them, like, you know, free over $50 or whatever it might be. It's not as expensive and unattainable as what people may think. Like, it's really easy to do a click and collect order from one of the big box guys, but you can actually do it with the smaller guys too. You just have to do a little bit of research.
And it makes you feel good when you know
you've
supported local.
And you know that pineapple has come, you know, 20 minutes down the
road.
From
the Acassinis at Rolling Stone.
Exactly. Like they picked it out of the ground a couple of weeks ago and brought it on down. Like that gives you all the feel good vibes.
And when you're supporting a local business, you're supporting a local family. They
exactly.
do their happy dance. It's all very good. Holly, what about a dinner date?
Dinner date? Oh man, again, it 100% depends on the budget.
We're going high end.
We're going high end. I mean, you can't go past Touch of Salt. 100%. If I can get rid of my 2 children for the night, that's where I'm going.
Babysitters, DM.
Yeah, DM slide on in. but I mean, you've also got Miss Songs, which is phenomenal. Shore & Co. in at City Lane are putting out some amazing food. Their mac and cheese, if you are a mac and cheese connoisseur like I am, is amazing. Like, you get the cheese pull every time, which is where it's at.
Yeah.
And then if you wanted a bit more, like, it's still very high end, but we feel very comfortable bringing our kids there. Spirited Goat over at Otto's in the precinct.
Yeah.
We had a phenomenal meal there a couple of weeks ago. Like, we can't stop talking about it. Like, we need to go back.
The content that you do create, there's a lot of forward planning sometimes involved.
Yes.
Are you able to dangle a carrot about what we might be seeing in the near future or maybe later this year? Is there anything that you're working
on? I'm currently working with some really, really cool small local businesses to showcase their products. So there's a local honey guy, there's a local free range eggs, there's a local tea company I'm working with. There are some really, really cool collaborations coming out this year, and that's all about showcasing, hey, you can go to XYZ and you can pick up this local product that is grown or made or created literally down the road, and it's still usually about the same price as what you can get in the big box supermarkets. Like, all of these guys that I'm talking to, I'm like, your prices are so cheap. Like, what's going on? Like, you know, that's at the end of the day, support the small businesses and try and get their name out there as much as possible.
Exactly right. Holly, you've been such a delight to catch up with, and I'm hoping now that people understand more about what TSV Eats is about. You guys can go and search TSV Eats on Insta. And what other, you're on Facebook and?
Yes, Facebook.
And you've got the website.
I'm on Pinterest. I've got the website as
Pinterest
well.
Pinterest as well.
Yeah, I do have a TikTok, which I'm really, I'm not very good TikTok.
All right, we'll go
That's
to the gram.
The goal.
We'll go to the gram and watch the reels.
Yeah, go to the gram.
But also, yeah, get out and use hashtag TSV Eats to spread that extra local love as well, Holly. I guess
yeah,
that's the end,
thank you.
End goal.
That would be phenomenal. Yeah, as long as we can get as many people as possible going out and supporting small business wherever possible. That's the goal.
Holly, it's been so great catching up.
Thank you so much, Carly. This is Townsville.